he really looked like an everyman.
That's Joe Mullen, an editor at the technology news site Ars Technica.
For an IT guy who is dealing with the tech underbelly of the government, you know, in our community, he seems like the everyman in a certain context.
On Wednesday, journalists discovered that Snowden was an avid poster on Ars Technica's user forums. For more than 10 years, he corresponded under the name The True Hoo-Ha, a handle he'd used elsewhere online as well. Mullen has been reading Snowden's posts, which, taken as a whole, trace the thinking of a precocious teenager into a tech-savvy geek into an opinionated adult, seeking and offering help along the way. From the beginning, Mullen says, Snowden seemed at home in the Ars tribe. It's a place where nerd isn't exactly an epithet.
He definitely self-identified as a nerd. He was proud of it. He talked about how he wanted to make a gamer name for himself and that that gamer name would be Wolf King Awesome Fox. And he wanted other gamers to do it too. He wanted to learn how to surf the internet anonymously. He wanted to learn how to build a web server.
And he posted on things that really had nothing to do with technology. Can you give me a small sampling of what you ran across as you went back to the writings of The True Hoo-Ha?
Sure. He joined our forums in 2001 when he could have been about 17, according to the timeline we have. As early as 2003, he was talking with one of our writers and our editor-in-chief, Ken Fisher, and he was talking about his own agnosticism and sort of the nature of freedom, waxing philosophical.
But he also gave some clues as to his view of the emerging security state. Can you give me some examples?
As early as 2006, he would make jokes. There was a user in a forum who was asking about a strange noise that his Xbox 360 gaming console was making, and Snowden, as Hoo-Ha, said, oh, that's the NSA's new surveillance program. And of course, now we know he was probably working in the government some capacity at that time. So he was sort of making jokes with our users about the government watching you while he was working for the government. In 2010, Snowden sort of responded to another Ars user's question about a piece of equipment built by Cisco. There was a discussion about a security flaw in a piece of Cisco equipment. The flaw was related to backdoors that had been built so that the government could use this equipment for wiretapping in some sense. Mm-hmm. He wrote, it really concerns me how little this sort of corporate behavior bothers those outside of technology circles. Society seems to have developed an unquestioning obedience towards spooky types.
It pains me and almost shames me to ask you this question, but having read all this stuff, have you seen anything that would answer for anybody who's asked till now, Ed Snowden, hero or villain? And by the way, does it matter?
I think people who look at his history on ours and the many statements he left on our site are going to see someone who comes off as a pretty regular guy. He was a young guy who sometimes said stuff that was off the cuff about girls and about what he was into. But I think for the half of the country that sees him as a hero, it is going to humanize him and it doesn't make him look like a bad guy. And for the half of the country that sees him as a villain, I don't know that it'll necessarily change their minds either.
There is one thing I do have to ask you about this. Edward Snowden wasn't writing under the name Edward Snowden. He was using this handle, The True Hoo-Ha, and he's been kind of outed. There's, I guess, some irony in the fact that he wished to remain anonymous and through forces beyond his control no longer is. It's almost too pat. Have you given that any thought?
We certainly have. You know, Snowden was a person who knew what he was doing and was prepared for a blizzard of publicity about him once he leaked. You know, while he was anonymous, I think the Edward Snowden today absolutely knows that he has an online life. He had a life for over a decade, and that people are going to notice it, and that the media is going to see it, and that the government will also see it. You know, he wasn't that anonymous when you look at what he posted on Ours. He gave so much detail about his life, his age, his employer, where he was living at different times, different jobs he's had. And then he also posted photos of himself. So we have Ours members that keep a very low profile, and he really wasn't one of them.
Joe, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Joe Mullen is tech policy editor at Ars Technica.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.